Welcome to the MeetYourAngels.com podcast. Today we're going to discuss the angel oracle card that says nurture. And it's very significant for me today. I had a very special friend staying with me, and he's been going through a very rough time. And actually I had to kind of intervene today and take him to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And, you know, that's never hard for anyone to have to go through that, you know, the person themselves. But obviously when you have someone you care for and love, you know, to see them hurting, that's just not fun, obviously. So this card that I would like to discuss is called Nurture. And it says, the Archangel Gabriel, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So, I can totally relate to this. So, as I'm with my friend who's crying, you know, he's an adult, 35 years old, crying, and I was holding him like a baby. This picture is very beautiful. It has these four angels, and they're holding a child in their arm who is comforted by this. And what's interesting, the child is holding a doll in its arms. So even a child has the ability to provide nurturing to things of a lesser degree. So in our lives, we might feel like the child, like we have no control. We look at all these other people who seem like they are in control of everything. You know, they have perfect lives and all this stuff. And we think we're insignificant. But here in this picture, it's very beautiful. I mean, it's showing this child who finds consolation with the angels, yet without probably even recognizing it, it's consoling or bringing comfort to this doll. So when you think of the 12-step program, you know, the first step is to admit that you're powerless. You know, you don't have the strength. You don't have the ability to control the life, you know, this substance that you've been abusing. And you have to release that control. And if you could nurture yourself, you know, this whole process of going through the 12 steps is a nurturing process. And if you could just see this card and how beautiful it is, where your angels are holding you in their arms, and the peace that you have resting in their arms, it is quite comforting to know. But so often people don't realize, or they don't believe, that the angels have time for you. And that's a big mistake, because they totally have time for you. That's their job. They do nothing but protect you. They have nothing better to do than to be there for you. It brings them joy. Joy to be with you and to, you know, be there in your time of need. And one of the principles that they talk about in the 12-step program is to let go and let God. Because in our own lives, we try to control things. We think we're in charge. And when we do it our way, so often we fall short of what we truly want for ourselves. Our lives have become unmanageable. And if you could surrender and say, okay, God, I tried it my way. It's just not working out. And then allow God to work the magic in your life. Turn it over, is another saying they have in the 12-step program. Turn it over to God. Then, it's like, there's no excuse. Meaning, if your life's not going to work out, it's not your fault, it's God's fault. And God would never, ever let you hurt. Would never let you fall short, as long as you're being obedient. Let God be in charge, because we truly can't do it by ourselves. What's wonderful is God gives us an army of help. He sends all these wonderful angels to hold us each step of the way. And all we have to do is turn towards them, talk to them, send them up your fears, let them know what was bothering you, let them know about your pain, let them know that you're alone, you feel alone, and that you need their nurturing. And the other part of the 12-step program is at one point you're supposed to help other people who are also suffering, to do service. This is another principle within the 12 steps. And this card here says, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Meaning, in the 12-step program, as you help other people, as you nurture these other people, as you do service for these other people in the program, you are nurturing yourself. You're taking care of yourself. The golden rule, do unto others as you wish them to have them do unto you. And we know it's true. And it's not until we can take care of ourselves that we're able to take care of those other people that we love in our life. So our challenge is to examine the things in our life where we might be falling short, where we aren't happy. And then to turn it back to God, to turn it over, to let God do His job and let His angels, His messengers, teach us and show us what we should do with our life. If you have a question, you don't know what to do, just say, what am I supposed to do? And immediately the answers come. You don't have to wait. As you speak the words, what should I do? Deep down, you hear their voice. You know what it is you're supposed to do. So practice listening. Practice asking. And then practice doing. Just be obedient. Why not? I mean, we've tried it our way. It doesn't work. So, and above all, it's important to know that your angels, and most especially God, is a God of love. The greatest commandment is to love God with your whole body, mind, and soul, with your entirety. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And you obviously have to love yourself. So this card about nurturing, nurture yourself, even if you seem like you're an insignificant child and everyone else has it together but you. You can still provide nurturing to those things in your life that you do have control over, for those things in your life that you do have influence. People look to you. People love you, even if you don't know it. You have friends and family who care about you. And nurture them. That's part of the service. And so love. Never be afraid to love. Love, love, love. Sometimes in love there's sacrifice. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do. They even say to love your enemies. I mean, what's that all about? It's easy to love people that are nice. It's easy to love people that love you. But to love your enemies? What the heck is that about? It's about living a life of peace. No enemies. The best way to kill an enemy is to turn him into your friend, they say. Because we're all in this life together. So hopefully these words from our angels today have inspired us to take care of ourselves, to nurture ourselves, to be an angel to one another, to be a source of light and love. Because we need each other. We can't do this alone. And anyway, I'm glad that you spent this time with me today. Please come back. Visit my website at meetyourangels.com. And I'd love to hear your stories. Email me. My email is paul@meetyourangels.com. And I'd love to share them on our podcast here. So again, thank you. And we will talk to you another day. Peace to you.